Food waste and hunger. A large amount of food is wasted in Japan. In 2017, more than 6 million tons of edible food loss and waste was generated. This food loss and waste is food that is unused, left over, or discarded. 6 million tons of food loss and waste is enough to fill the Tokyo Dome 5 times. This number is close to Japan's annual rice production of 7.8 million tons and more than its fishery production of 4.7 million tons. Generating food loss and waste has significant economic and environmental consequences. People spend a considerable portion of their budget buying food for themselves, their families, or their customers. By throwing away food, they are throwing away money. An average Japanese family of four throws away about 60,000 yen by wasting food, and its garbage disposal cost is about 5,000 yen. Wasting food has a big impact on the environment too. Consider all the resources required to produce food and bring food from the farm to your table. Land for planting, water for irrigation, and oil for transport vehicles. Also, food loss and waste that ends up in landfills produces a large amount of methane, a more powerful greenhouse gas than CO2. Food is discarded not only at home or in restaurants, but a lot of food is also lost or wasted at every stage from farm to table. Food loss and food waste are commonly used, but they are not the same thing. Food loss usually refers to food lost in earlier stages of production, such as harvesting agricultural products, processing them into food, storing it, and transporting to its next destination. Food waste refers to food items that are for human consumption but thrown away, often at supermarkets or by consumers. Food loss and waste is a big problem all over the world. Roughly one-third of the food produced for human consumption gets lost or wasted globally. However, more than 800 million people do not have enough food to live an active, healthy life. The number of hungry people in the world was growing and reached 821 million in 2017, including 20 million people currently at risk of famine in Africa, such as South Sudan and Nigeria. They are often worried about illnesses, developmental disabilities, and low productivity. They have to use all their poor limited resources to put food on the table. There are a variety of threats to producing enough food to feed an expected global population of 9 billion people by the middle of the 21st century. Would it be possible to increase global food production to meet this demand? More food production means more resources are needed, such as water, land, and oil. Genetically modified technology might be necessary, but controversial. SDG, Sustainable Development Goal 12, aims to ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. Target 12.3 calls for cutting in half per capita global food loss and waste by 2030. If we achieve this goal, we will be able to stop hunger and poverty worldwide. Why not reduce food loss and waste together?